For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans. Thank you so much once again for joining me on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Friday morning. Hope your week is going well. It's Friday. I bet you're excited for the weekend. I am. I get to share tonight on the 19th at a wonderful banquet called Mary's Song. And it's actually going to be a fabulous fundraiser. And Mary's Song, you can find out all about them. But we're talking about restoration these 2 weeks. And boy, are they a restoration center for women. And I'll be speaking at that event tonight. So I'm looking very much forward to it. And you, in the meantime, make sure you're registering for our ADM Fall Daytime Retreat, October the 25th. At Ormond Plantation, 9 to 5, $40 registration, includes tons of things. But we're going to be teaching, it's time for a timeout. And I'll be sharing actually a little bit of this that I'm going over on the radio, ways to restore your soul. Ways to find the needed rest. Refreshing, reviewing, reviving. We're all going to be out there together. It's going to be a blast. Full-on worship, and you just come and join us. But I do need you to register. I've got to let our chef know, and then I provide notes for you. But, all right, ways that the shepherd restores our soul. Real quickly to recap, soul is not just your mind, your will, and your emotions in the Hebrew here. It's your very life. He restores my very life. We gave ways to recognize if that soul is depleted. A couple things, everything's irritating you. It's just everything's aggravating you. Well, probably your soul's depleted. You just can't take anymore. Restore literally means to repair, to bring a person back to the place of blessing from which he or she departed. Number one way is Jesus said, come to me. Matthew 11:28. Come to me if you're laboring and you're heavy laden, I will give you rest. He says, learn from me. So go somewhere quiet. You just, even if it's 10 minutes to begin your day, God, good morning, here I am. And you start letting him download you with his presence, his peace, maybe a scripture. Maybe he'll guide you to a song, something where you're connecting first and foremost to God before you face that day. I then said, acknowledge and verbalize your need for him. There's something that gets released. You're casting care on him. You're saying, God, I need you today. I need you. Please help me. Boom. You're throwing all that care, that depletedness onto him. Number three, reflect. What happened that got you so depleted? Ask God to show you. Number four, get into the word. Psalm 19:7, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting or restoring the soul. Ask God to give you a scripture to show you what you can do for your restoration. He's got them. How many promises are in the Bible? Mercy. Maybe you need to worship. Maybe you just need to chill out today and rest and not do anything. It's okay. You got to have some leisure time. Maybe you love to read or get into the garden. Some kind of diversion. Talking about soul restoration. Maybe you need to take a nap. And how about this one? Maybe you need to be spirit-led in what you're doing and not just picking up yourself by the bootstraps and always doing it yourself. That's wrong. You now have the Spirit of God inside of you to guide you. What began in the Spirit, you cannot fulfill in the flesh, my brother and sister. It was my era, 1992 to 95, and I didn't know any better, but God sure taught me. I came to this Matthew 11:28 by God's Spirit. He said, Anna, you've got to stop trying to do it all in your own strength. Number one, you're messing it all up. Number two, it's not the way it's meant to be. I've got a plan. Get with my plan. Learn from me. It's, of course, the best thing I ever did in my life. But soul restoration. Be led by the Spirit of God. Walk in the Spirit, not in the flesh. And you'll find great refreshing for your soul, your mind, your will, your emotions, and your very life. All right, I'm going to pick it up next week, continuing on this. I hope you love this. We're going to go into a little bit more of how he makes us to lie down in those green pastures. What about those still waters? And again, he restores my soul. Thank you for joining me all week. Have a great weekend. By God's grace, I'll be back with you on Monday for A Future in Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.